Okay.
You already know what time it
There
is, man. It's
you
your
go. There
girl,
you
PLC. We locked and loaded right now. 98.5 WJYN. I'm on your midday dials each and every Friday. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You can find more information at Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive.com. You can also visit UptownRadioPhilly.org to find more information about WJYN 98.5. I wanted to get it out the right way. You already know, man. Each and every Friday, bringing you a jam-packed show. But right now, I got a special guest on the line. She's not new to the show. She's been on the show before. She was on our morning show a couple years back, but she's on our afternoon show right now. I'm excited. She got her poster hanging up for the people so they know what's going on this Saturday, tomorrow in the city of Philadelphia. We got the one and only Rashida Watson on the line with us. Good afternoon, Queen. Welcome back on the show. How you feeling?
Good afternoon to you. I'm feeling good and it's good to see you.
Yes, it's the first of the month. You kicking the first of the month off with us. You know, it's August 1st. How you feeling on this first of the month? It's a Friday. Like, you feeling good? How's the energy?
We're really excited. We're getting a lot of input for this event coming up, and it's keeping me busy, but it's a good kind of energy that we're using here.
Yes, and I kind of jumped out there because, I was excited to have you on the show, but I want the people to know exactly who they're listening to. Can you probably introduce yourself so the people know exactly who they're hearing from?
Okay, well, my name is Rashida Watson, owner and operator of the Silk Tent. An Ultra Silk Gallery, which is located on Lancaster Avenue. The address is 3859 Lancaster Avenue.
Yes.
And actually, we've been on the block for about 7 and a half, almost 8 years.
Tone it
And
down.
we're taking it in a new spot. We're right across the street from our old spot, and all of the businesses are combined. So we got here in April, so be sure to stop by and see us.
Yes, man. I appreciate you still doing business on Lancaster Avenue, down bottom is what they call it,
There
so
you
I
go.
appreciate you doing that in the heart of West Philadelphia, and I wanted to ask you, as a Black business owner, how is it in that section as gentrification is coming, development is coming at a rapid pace? Like, it's like one minute you blinked and it was like a whole new section of the city for sure.
Oh yeah, it's definitely changing. Even from over 7 years ago, it's a big difference. But the community in our immediate area, some of the businesses are still representing. We have the Body Rock, we have La Pearl, we have Canvas. We have a lot of black-owned businesses, so we're maintaining.
And just as far as just a collective, do you feel like in order to survive on a block like that through gentrification and development, the businesses have to come together? Because unity is what people preach.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And I think during this time is more important. It's just as important as before, as far as working together, making a solid community among ourselves. So, I'm very happy that we're working together on this event. We took it all the way down to where the Martin Luther King statue is on 40th and Lancaster, all the way down to 38th. And we're just bringing all the businesses together so that
Beautiful.
we can keep our energy going.
Yeah, and the Silk Tent is a beautiful place. I want to definitely give you your props on that. You've been doing your thing for the past 7 years, like you said. You guys offer a lot of jewelry, textiles, home decor, gift items for people to come shop, even like antique items as well for people to come shop. When you think about just that type of line of business as far as shop and retail, how would you say like keeping that going? Because a lot of people are doing things online or people trying to do these DIY situations, how do you keep yourself going and motivated to continue to bring authentic pieces to the community?
Well, we kind of do a on-site educational hands-on prototype for our business. A lot of people like to know the stories behind it. They like to see and feel and hear the explanation. So, our custom service really helps our business. So, And along with just selling merchandise, we have a lot of events. We have something every second Friday. We
Awesome.
introduce new artists. We have lectures. We have music events. We have workshops, all sorts of things. So that, keeps it going and makes it unique opposed to just looking up stuff online.
So community engagement and storytelling is something that you just stumbled across because of the things that you love to do.
Yes, for sure, for sure, definitely.
I
And
love
we've been
that.
doing that for years.
Because I love a good story, behind a piece. I have a couple pieces in my house, and I can like date back when I bought them and why I bought them. So the fact that, you're still pushing that authentic, real life, real person experience, one-on-one experience is something that we need, especially in our community right now. Because we're missing our history, right? Because they're trying to erase our history every day, especially history like the posters you're hanging up right now, MLK, So like when it comes down to Freedom Now Fest, like let's get into the conversation. When it comes down to why you're here today, because we want to make sure people are out there in West Philly tomorrow. So let's talk about it. Freedom Now Fest. Why now should we be having a Freedom Fest?
Okay, well, actually, Freedom Now Fest celebrates the 60th anniversary of when Dr. Martin Luther King appeared on Lancaster Avenue, 40th Street. It brought in about 10,000 people to see him speak. And in honor of that, we have the statue and we have a mural down there. And it was, I think, apropos to celebrate that to also carry over into businesses and why we should work together, which, of course, Dr. King advocated, all through his life. And so that celebration is taking place. We're having different events. We're having a film of that event, which is going to take place at Canvas, which is at 3870 Lancaster Avenue. Interviews of people who were there,
Beautiful.
along with, film of his actual appearance. We're also having food trucks and a lot of vendors. We're securing a lot of event spaces so vendors will be inside and outside. We also have a DJ. We're having music bands. We have from 40th Street and also on 39th Street between Lancaster and Spring Garden. We're having drumming. We're having all sorts of things. So I want people to come out, support, learn some things, get some knowledge, pass it on, feel proud about your neighborhood and what we're doing. So we want people to come out and support.
For sure. And one of the things that I love about what you all are doing, it's about preservation, right? Preserving our history. Like I mentioned, our history is trying to get erased in so many ways, from just educations to the books, right? And when
Yes.
it comes down to just preserving that mural on that block, 40th and Lancaster, was something that a lot of people fought for. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because when you think about an apartment building, or a retail shop, half a retail shop, half apartment building going up right in front of that mural, I did see how they kind of saved it, but like, how was that fight going down just for you all being on the block, knowing that something like that was happening?
Well, I mean, it is a battle. It's back and forth. I mean, there are a lot of things that we are fighting for in this area to maintain. As I said, the businesses are really still trying to represent. We're trying to assert ourselves as, basically a power to be reckoned with. We really have to do that. And not be quiet, and just let things bulldoze over. And this fight, you might say, goes all the way down, from all of Lancaster Avenue. A lot of groups are representing from the Black Bottom to the LA 21 business corridor, that supports the businesses along here. We also have Hopeful, who's aiding us with the fight on keeping, things in our own hands, and so that's ongoing with a whole lot of things.
Yes, and I appreciate you again for making time for us at 98.5. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on and how you're staying strong in the city right now in Philadelphia, particularly in West Philly. And for those who just tuning in, again, you're listening to Rashida Watson, who is the founder, creator, and owner of the Silk Tent, as well as the Ultra Sip Gallery, which is one store combined on Lancaster Avenue. Tell them the address once again while they're listening.
Address is 3859 Lancaster Avenue, and we are open from noon till 7 on Sunday. We have limited hours, but sometimes we have events like we are having this
This Sunday.
Sunday. Yes,
Yes.
that's.
And again, for those who are just tuning in, the Freedom Now Fest is going down August 3rd, 2025, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 40th Street. Well, you can just get on Lancaster. It's gonna be from 40th to 38th. It's gonna be a big block. You can't miss it. We're gonna be
No
blocked off.
signal.
Exactly. It's gonna be a peaceful event on Lancaster Avenue, honoring 60 years of MLK. And I want to talk a little bit about that, being able to do something like this and have this type of event, in the city of West Philadelphia. I love that you are actually showing the original film. Why did you think that was important to put that out there for people to actually know, like, what it actually felt like to be there?
Yeah, I think it's important for people to just visually connect. They when they see something, you can tell them, but when they see something and are able to hear the testimonies, this, by the way, was supported by Scribe Video.
Awesome.
They helped us put that together, and people, it will be shown all day. So you can come into Canvas and check it out. But I think it's important, for young people and old people. Older people connect with, yeah, I was around when that happened. And younger people is like, oh wow, I didn't know that, someone that famous was in my neighborhood. So it's always good to have that visual connect.
And when it comes down to even trying to get people out to, a freedom fest, right? Like, what is one of the biggest intentions that you want people to grab from this event that you're curating for us this weekend?
Well, I want them to not only walk away with the knowledge of what took place in the area, but to also come away with, pride, and to know our contribution to the area, and to keep that going. And we hope that this will ultimately evolve into a yearly event that, will grow. And I hope that, people will come out, support, just to know a little bit more about the businesses and what's going on, and enjoy yourself. That's important.
Do you think that events like this and the ones you've been curating all year long, because this is not just one event that you do events all year long, do you feel like this actually helps to change the narrative of what's happening in those zip codes, considered down bottom West Philadelphia? Do you think that that's changing the narrative of what people typically hear about those areas or that area?
I think it is, because when I get response, different responses, they say that it's not just a store there where I can, where I got to give up my money, but it's things that you care about, that I can go and get information about. So, I want people to feel comfortable in knowing that this is a destination, that it's just more than, retail shopping or service shopping, that we have things to offer. It's a
Awesome.
give and take, and that's what I want people to know.
I love it. And we got about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, when it comes down to, reaching out to the next generation and having them to pick up where, you're starting off right now as far as putting that news and information out there, putting that history, putting that legacy out there, you know. Well, let me ask you this question first before I ask you that question. How are you working with the city, or how is the city working with you so you can continue to do events like this, right? Because doing a block party where you're blocking off two major streets in West Philly is considered, you know, Drexel's and Penn's part of the city as well. Like, how are you working with the city, or how's the city working with you for you to be able to pull something like this off? And congratulations on doing so.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll put it like this. We're trying to work with the city for a variety of things that we need, which is why I hope that this will grow. But I always find that you have to more or less strike the match yourself, you know, what we can do on a grassroots level to get it going so that people can see our dream of what we want to aspire to. And then from that sort of kick starts more involvement. So, you know, this being our first, it will it's always that challenge, but hopefully they will see and be inspired by what we are trying to do, and each year it will grow bigger and better.
And that actually is a great segue into the question I was about to ask you. And again, Ms. Rashida, I appreciate you joining us here on 98.5. When it comes down to the next generation, and based on the seeds that you're currently planning, you know, planting, how do you, you know, foresee these things happening in the future, you know, for the next generation, where they're so hooked on technology and so hooked on, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, where you're talking about tangible things, you're talking about things that people have ex actually experienced in real life, you know, with their five senses, you know, like, so how do you foresee these things taking off where, you know, the next generation is going kind of sort of in a different direction with technology?
You know, it's really interesting because I've dealt with a couple of schools, for example, and the questions that they ask, you know, it's not necessarily in a phone or a computer. It's right here, living among you. And you can go and talk to some of the elders and find out information that are like testimonies. I mean, and it has nuances that you can't get from a screen. So the information is right here among us. The people who have lived the experience, who can give you information that where you can avoid the pitfalls. I think if we can switch over from you know, just talking and learning directly, opposed to a screen or AI or whatever, this is an opportunity that I wish I took advantage of many centuries ago. You know, when you know, my people were around, you know, because they've lived some of these experiences, and their testimonies to what has happened and what could be. So take advantage of folks.
I love it. I love it. And that's why I wanted to ask you that question, because I'd already know that she was going to drop so many gems. And again, Miss Rashida, I appreciate you joining us. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. I mean, Sunday, my fault. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday again. It's going down August 3rd from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. between 40th and 38th of Lancaster Avenue in West Philadelphia. Make sure you check it out. It's a free event, but come bring some cash in your pocket so you can support all these Black-owned vendors. We got food trucks and so much more that you can support, support, support. You know, we got $1 trillion a spending habit, so we want to make sure we spend it back in our community at the same time. You know, keep that Black dollar circling for sure. And thank you for the work that you're doing, you know, champion that West Philadelphia, champion that Lancaster, not giving up on that fight. So I truly appreciate you staying strong. And again, I look forward to connecting with you, staying locked in with you, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Oh, no problem. You take care.
Yeah, please tell them again, social media, website, all that good stuff, how they can find you.
Right. You can go to our website, which is www.freedomnowfest.site, if you want to get more information, and or stop by the Silk Tent Ultra Silk Gallery to collect some flyers or direct information. But at any rate, come and see us.
Yes. I appreciate you, Ms. Rashida. Let's stay locked in. And again, I will see you on Sunday. Thank you for the work you're doing in the city.
Will do. Take care.
Yes. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Stay locked, 98.5 WJYN, each and every Friday.